We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Happy Monday, Leroy.
What up?
Oh, your microphone levels are up.
Already?
Sounds like you're snacking on it.
No, I'm trying to stay relatively close. How's that?
It's better. It's better than whatever you were doing.
Oh, well, I was trying to make sure.
You having a makeout session with your mic?
No, I was trying to make sure I was close to it. Everybody complains about me being too far from the mic. Now, you're asking me if I'm making love to.
Yeah, we just need to find we need to find a happy medium between you eating it and you not being near it. You know, sometimes they say it's like a thumb to the pinky away. It's almost like how they measure at the combine. That's the way to go, man. What'd you do this weekend? Did you have a good weekend?
Well, business has picked up on Netflix.
Oh, really?
I'm through Westworld.
Okay.
I'm through Watch Tiger King. By the way, Cardi B has a GoFundMe for Joe Exotic.
I like it. That's who should have a GoFundMe for Joe Exotic.
Oh, my God. How crooked are those people?
The GoFundMe people?
No. That lady.
Just everybody involved. Just everybody involved. Yeah, they're awful.
Right? And they all act as if they come from a place of pure and, you know, because guess what? Now, once Joe gets caught, right? He's in jail. All the other people ain't going to start bearing their lions on their property. So,
what do you mean?
Yeah. Well, they ain't going to get caught for the same stuff because they see what he got caught for and they're going to clean it up.
He feels like he was the Tiger Fall guy. They needed one guy to be the face of tigers throughout America.
Look, he was a little arrogant too.
He was. Make no mistake, he definitely his own arrogance led to his own demise. But even still, it felt like they all ganged up on him.
They did. And then the sneaky was that little fat guy, who, you know, oh, we weren't friends, but I was friendly with him.
Oh, like, you're talking about that dude with the hair.
Yes.
Riding the jet ski.
Right. Like, he was at the other Doc, right? He just tried to sit back with all of his wives and sit back and just watch the carnage around him. And then that Jeff is just kind of sneaky.
Yep, I agree.
So my question is, I think they're all going to, and the one that's going to get, you know, the worst has to be Carol, right?
I would hope so, but, I mean, she's outrun karma for this long, so why would we think now would be the case? I mean, other than, I guess, more people aware of who she is.
There's no statute of limitations on murder.
I understand, but it feels like, you know, Netflix wouldn't come with this evidence to the proper authorities.
Yeah, true. I mean, why does
really,
a man...
they don't have any evidence. It's all just people's opinion. There's nothing new.
But how can these cops, right, like... You have to know all that stuff was his. Why would he mysteriously disappear?
I don't know. I don't know. They even said, remember that lawyer who's like, I've never heard of anybody with disappearance on their will?
Right. Right. Then I start watching Ozark.
Oh, I told you. That's a good show. So where are you on that?
Well, that Justin Bateman, man, he's the same guy in every show. No violence. He just talks his way out of everything.
Yep.
But that old couple is not to be trifled with.
No, they aren't.
Right? And why does the FBI guy got to be gay?
I don't know.
That's just a weird, like, a weird twist to a show, because he comes into town, right? He's not trying to kiss up to the woman. He finds a soft spot in the old trailer park dude.
Yep.
Just weird. A weird twist.
Why can't he be gay is the real question.
Huh?
Why can't he be gay?
Well, I think I kind of thought so, because he was talking about his partner, right? I think they were a thing.
Perhaps. I'm not gonna say anything because I'm on season 3. I'm in the midst of that, so I don't want to.
I was explaining it to Dan Day. It's like a combination of Fargo and Breaking Bad.
Shall miss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's pretty good. It's not quite Breaking Bad level, but it's pretty damn good. It's as good as anything on television right now. That's for sure. Let's get to some headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
I want to start off with some shout outs, some good news going on around South Florida. Some people doing some good work. First of all, a shout out to our guy, Udonis Haslam. We all read you that piece last week about the Players Tribune and, you know, UD talking about all the spring breakers down here in Miami, and UD talking about the hunger he went through as a kid, and you know, how the California raisins still give him trauma because of how much he had to eat those California raisins. But he got the Miami City Commission to donate $1 million to Feeding South Florida. So shout out to UD. It's good to see he got some movement going. Manny Diaz also moved by the piece. He also donated to Feeding South Florida. So a lot of people moved by Udonis Haslam's article, Leroy.
Yep. Yep.
So great job by him. Also want to give a shout out to Florida Panthers owner Vinny Viola. It was announced this week that the Panthers are going to continue to pay their full-time employees throughout this crisis. So they're not pulling a full Boston Bruins. So good for them.
That's terrible. I mean, like, of all the things that could happen at this time, that's the worst. Even, guess what? Kudos to James Dolan. I don't know whether he saw what the other guys did, but dude never skipped a beat. He's like, nah, I got you. So he may be a clown, but he took care of his people. So good for him.
Yeah, and we also wish James Dolan a speedy recovery. It was announced this week that he has COVID-19. Along with Doris Burke. Doris Burke hurt me the most, man. When I found out Doris Burke had coronavirus, I was like, no, they got DB. No.
I mean, listen, over the past few months before we went into this cone of silence, Doris Burke was not those guys on the front line do not practice social distancing at any point in their careers. So damage is done, my friend. She was already, you know.
She was in it.
Right.
She was on Woj's pod. I listened to this because Woj was just like, Woj just on Friday just dropping out of the sky. Guess what? Doris Burke had coronavirus. I'm here to talk to her about it. And it's just a Woj pod of Doris talking about coronavirus. I was like, right. What? And apparently she got it the same night that we found out Rudy Gobert tested positive. She said that she started feeling symptoms. So she's been symptom free for a little bit, but she was basically in the thick of all of it. And the other thing is she said like her results took like 8 days.
Right. I think that's the problem more than anything that we're having now is that a lot of people are getting tested, but up until recently, you had to wait a few days. So depending on how many, you know, there might be a giant spike in the numbers just because the results are coming back from all these people that are taking it. So we don't really have a, you know, an honest number of who has it. And now with the influx of the 45-minute test and the test coming back from people who took it a week ago, I mean, it's hard to really get a true number of how quickly this is, you know, escalating. Simply because you got people who took the test, like, for example, today when the numbers come out, say if the numbers come out at like 5 o'clock, you got people, a whole bunch of people who took the test today, and you got a whole bunch of people who took the test a week ago, right. And those results are all going to come in at the same time.
Yeah, that's fair. That's why it's like, it's hard to say that that's the rate it's spreading at. It's just we're getting information on when people got it.
Right.
So I see what you're saying. I think the mayor, by the way, he is on day 17 of his quarantine. He finally tested negative. And I think if he gets like one more negative test, he's allowed to leave quarantine. So,
all right.
Quick recovery to Mayor Suarez as well.
Yep.
This was so the Dolphins, apparently, Leroy, they are interested in making some splashy moves outside the NFL. They are interested in signing XFL wide receiver standout Cam Phillips from the Houston Roughnecks.
Mm-hmm.
What you got?
I don't know. Like, okay.
XFL stud.
Well, that
D-Mac.
Look, to be honest with you, that's how, you know, you're going to get or you're going to end up, you know, making that giant leap is when you get a lot of guys from situations like that that end up making a splash in the NFL and you have them for cheap. That's kind of how that works. When you look around, you know, football and you look around teams that have been successful, the one thing that's always consistent is you're going to have three or four guys who have situations like that. For example, a Cam Wake situation, right? Signed from the CFL. You're going to have a situation like, remember when the Rams went big? Kurt Warner, cheap contract. You're going to have a lot of situations. When your team turns it around quickly, and you have that 2-3-4 year run, is because you're able to have stars on your team with situations like this that you don't have to pay that big money early.
Well, that'll be interesting if the Dolphins make a splash. I mean, look, the Dolphins aren't exactly hurting at wide receiver.
Nope.
Especially if they get Preston Williams back healthy. But still, cool to see. They're looking for gold nuggets as it goes with the XFL's concern. And finally, Leroy, your boy. He and Tiger Woods to be streamed to the public.
Nah.
Round deux.
Nah.
Now, if you remember the last time they did this, it was a massive flop. It was supposed to be a pay-per-view event. It ended up, the streaming failed miserably. They ended up having to give it to free for everybody. It wasn't that great. But they're trying to work. According to Phil Mickelson on Twitter, he says that he is currently working on a rematch between the two of them to be streamed to everybody.
I'm out.
You're out?
Out.
Really? Not even if you don't think they could learn from their mistakes and do better and make it a better event than last time?
No. Here's the thing about golf that people fail to realize. When you watch a golf tournament, very rarely is a guy awesome for four rounds. He might have one great round and hang on. He might have one great round on Sunday and come from behind. But very rarely does a guy run away with it, right? And so what you're asking is, you're asking for two guys to be on their game at the same time on any given day. Golf doesn't work like that. You have to get really lucky. Like, think about all the times Tiger and Phil played together. For the most part, Tiger has just ran over Phil, except for a couple of times. That's because you can't time that up. That's why when great golfers are playing together and they both play great, it's like one for the ages. It's like a situation because it doesn't usually happen.
Yeah, but you know, like we need some sports, man. I mean, if they're willing to do it, it might feel like the greatest thing ever.
We do. That's why, you know, when you see, like, for example, it's only been one time. Tiger playing in the final group had the lead and lost in the major, right? Because normally, you know, the person that he's playing with is either overwhelmed or they just don't have it that day with the circumstances. That one guy is Y.E. Yang. You ever heard of him?
I mean, I've heard the name. I've never watched him personally.
And you haven't heard from him since.
I mean, like I hear him when you do your leaderboards. I feel like I hear Y.E. Yang.
No, not anymore. I don't know where he is. Right? Same thing with the other guy. I think it's Day. Not another from
Jason Day?
Huh? No, not Jason. It's another. I can't think of his name right offhand. But he played Tiger. They ended up playing extra holes at a PGA championship. Right? That guy, like, he wasn't considered, you know, on Phil's level, right? And he had himself a day. Tiger eventually ended up winning the playoff. But they played these tournaments, you know, especially now. You'll see these tournaments over and over again because this rarely happens. And Tiger ended up winning. So to take two golfers and pluck two golfers out of all of golf, right? Not only that, two golfers who were on the back nine themselves in their career and put them together and just think it's going to be this epic battle, it's hard to do.
I'll tell you another thing that's a concern, because much like this happens at the UFC a lot, you know, there's certain guys you got to watch the scale a lot of the times on a Friday before a fight night because they might not make it.
Yep.
You know, the two of them, they're very prone at this age to be like, ooh, I got the back injury, and then all of a sudden they can't play. So what am I supposed to do? Is there going to be is your boy Rory going to be on standby in case Tiger can't go? Like, what are we going to do? Because it's very possible that he gets out for a practice go, and then all of a sudden he can't play.
Hold on. Let's be clear. These guys, everything they need to work on their golf game, they have in their house. Right? I thought you were talking along the lines of Philly cheese and some of these golfers will come in portly.
No, but it feels like both of them are guys where they could get out there during the golf week and then all of a sudden the back flares up and they're not good to go.
It could happen to Tiger more than it would Phil because as you can see, Tiger put that run in where he was, you know, playing a lot of golf and he said he was pain free and then he just kind of took some time off, right? What didn't even play in the Players. So yeah, you could see that he's trying to, you know, do everything around the majors and try to win majors, but you can tell that, you know, he still has problems with his back.
All right. Well, we get to a little 15 minutes of heat. Sad story. Come with one of our favorite players in regards to what's going on with the pandemic. We'll get to that next. Still don't have basketball. I don't know what to tell you.
Yep.
I did see Windhorst was talking this weekend, Leroy. He says that it's possible.
Speaking of Philly cheese.
He says it's possible that what the NBA is going to try and do is something similar to China. And I guess what China is doing is they are basically secluding like two groups of their league in two cities. They're almost going to quarantine the teams in little areas, and then they only get to come out for the arena for the games. It's very Roman days, if you will.
You mean Big Three?
What do you mean?
It's like the Big Three.
Yeah, but the Big Three is more like a traveling circus. Like, they go city to city. I think the idea with this is they're going to play all the games in one city.
Right.
You know, so I guess if you were to leave March Madness in like one location, if you will.
Right. How you feel about that? Like, I
don't love it. Don't love it.
LeBron makes an interesting point, and I can sympathize with him from this standpoint. If people don't remember, when Cleveland announced that they were moving to Baltimore, they did it after like week five. So whereas every other team in the world either skipped out of town after the season, right?
Yep.
Or announced it before the season. So you knew what you were getting, you know, during that season. So in Oakland, they go, well, we're going to send our team out with a bang. We're going to go see our last, you know, Oakland Raiders games.
Right.
And we're going to do it that route.
Mm-hmm.
You know, same thing with all these other teams. When Los Angeles, the Chargers were in San Diego. Okay. In Cleveland, we were, I want to say 4-2. I think we were tied for the division lead or whatever.
Okay.
And I guess the news leaked, and it had an adverse effect. So we went from 65,000-70,000 to 12.
Yeah, and like, how do you determine what the cities are? Like, are they going to be the least at-risk cities, like the ones with the fewest cases? How do they determine which ones are the cities going to be? Because
I can guess that it probably won't be New York.
It's definitely not going to be New York, and I would say it's probably not going to be Los Angeles. Like, it's correct. Probably I correct. Wouldn't imagine they're going to be heavy flow cities, which means it probably would take Miami out because, you know, it feels like we're getting a cruise ship every week that has a cruise ship every day that's like unloading people with COVID-19.
Right.
So I don't know.
The other thing is, let's be realistic. We want to practice social distancing. If you try to put on a good show, it's going to require more people. It's going to require the better show you want to put on, the more people it's going to, you know, the more people you're going to need. And so where there's not going to be 15, 16, 17,000 fans, you have, what, a couple of hundred people? 300 people that are going to be needed to run each of these games, right?
Yeah, you're talking like statisticians, people to run a
stats
scoreboard.
Stats guys, announcers, interviewers.
Ball boys, all that stuff.
Your camera crews, how are you going to do the cameras, right? So there's
probably
a lot.
Probably going to get rid of those cameras that always make the guys trip, which may be a positive thing.
Right. So there's a lot that has to be figured out. How are you going to do the officials? Are you going to just fly in all the officials and just have them rotate the games that they would normally do? Or are you going to have, you know, a smaller group and they're going to do more games? Like, you know, the better production or the more efficient you want to do this, the more people that are going to be required.
Yeah, definitely, because, I mean, at that point, you're basically talking about a television product, so all that stuff needs to be in place for it.
Right.
I don't know.
I like the idea to at least, you know, kick it around to see if it's feasible, and I do like the fact that they're taking, you know, they're doing everything they can to try to figure out a way to get it done. But at the same time, you always have to keep in mind the most important thing here is the safety of everybody. And so as long as they do things in that manner, because, look, basketball is unlike any other sport. If the players revolt, you don't have a sport. End of discussion.
True.
Right? Because they have most of the power. So if they're kicking it around with basketball and – The Basketball Players Association, you know, says, you know what, this is a safe way to get something done. Then I think other organizations may be more inclined to follow suit because that's going to be the hardest league to get, you know, probably to get by with, you know, get through this with their players.
I think the other thing is, like, we're in a situation right now, when you're talking about professional sports, especially at their levels, I mean, they're going to be able to find out who has it, who doesn't. I mean, it feels like it could be more controlled than anything else in regular population, you know?
Sure.
Like they have their own doctors. They have their ability. Like, you know, a lot of people got upset because, you know, they used all these tests on the NBA players right away.
No. Let's be clear, okay? There are private entities that are testing, right?
For some teams, they did not, though. For some teams,
you had to pay for.
No. But for some, they, like, for example, the night we all found out about it, they did not do that. It was straight up from the health department. It was not a private company. It wasn't like the Nets. Like, the Nets used a private company. But that being said, what I mean by that is you do have the ability for all these teams to use the money to get those private tests if they wanted to do that.
Right.
So.
And it's probably something that the NBA would have to consider to ensure the safety and the health of everybody who would be involved in this.
Well, this is pretty crazy. So I brought this up before the break. So one of our guys on this show, you know we love him, Goran Dragic, love Gogi. His brother right now is stuck in quarantine in Slovenia. Because he plays for a Spanish basketball team and they won't let him go see his family. Like, he's stuck. He was just able to get back in the country because he was almost locked into Spain because they broke down all travel. So he got onto a special trip. Now, mind you, he's already been quarantined in Spain. Like, they've already been tested, all that type of stuff. Spain is going through I would say probably to Italy. They're the second country in Europe that's really dealing with this the worst. Slovenia, not so much. So they're taking extra precautions. But Zoran, he's not able to see his family. Like, he just got to Slovenia and he's like, I've tested negative already. I've already had my test. I haven't had any symptoms. I literally haven't been allowed to go anywhere other than to a grocery store in Spain. And now in Slovenia, they got cops arming the hotel. They won't let the Dragic's go see him.
Oh,
he's stuck there.
Yeah,
I feel so bad for Zoki.
Yeah, man,
he's stuck there for 2 weeks.
I would imagine it's a lot tougher for the European professional leagues and the leagues around the world than it is here. You know, because most of our sports are local. I'm talking about for the U.S. You have a lot of these European leagues that travel from country to country, you know, especially soccer and basketball, and they're all over the country, and a lot of those guys aren't from the country where they're playing these games. So I would imagine it's a lot tougher for a professional athlete, you know, there than it is here.
But isn't Goran Dragic like the president of Slovenia? Couldn't Gogi give a call and he said, hey, president Slovenia, let brother out of hotel, ne.
Isn't that the lady let who's him... the, isn't that the,
no,
the lady
that,
who's the...
no, I think, what is she? I know who you're talking about. You're talking about the hot one from
the
from
one
the
that went to Arizona. She went to Arizona State.
Yeah, I don't think she's president of Slovenia. I feel like she's president of, like, Croatia.
Oh, yeah, I think that you might be right.
Yeah, what the hell was her name? She was fine. President Yolinda or something like that?
Yeah.
Of Croatia. Let's see if I get this. No, that's not. Oh, here it is. Kolinda. She is a... She was president. I think her term came up. She was president for from 2015 to 2020, but they just had elections, and I think her term came up. I don't know. Let me see. I don't know what the deal is in Slovenia. I don't know if it's like a term thing or if she just lost. Let's see. Croatian presidential election. Nah, she just lost. Tough go for Kolinda.
Yeah.
She lost to Grebar Ketrovic. Obviously, he was running on the platform, and he's going to lock up Zoran Dragic. So yeah, that bummed me out. But I would figure, doesn't Gogi have the like? For example, if you were, you know, I'm trying to think. Like, if you were, I mean, honestly, like, if you were LeBron James' brother, you know, you're not staying under a mandatory country quarantine if LeBron gives a little ringy ring to whoever he's got to get. Well, maybe LeBron's a bad example because he called the president a bum. So I don't think knowing how old 45 goes, he likes to hold a grudge. He is Team Petty to the fullest. So you know, well, let's make it Tom Brady's brother. You know, I would figure that TB's in good standing with President Trump. He's not going to make his brother stand in mandatory quarantine. I feel like Goran Dragic should have like Luka Doncic's brother. He's not getting held in extra mandatory quarantine.
Different country, dude.
No, I mean, like, I know it's I would figure these guys are Slovenian heroes. They won Euros. Slovenia's got like three people in it, and they won all of Europe. Just saying. Anyway, we'll be back with more after this.
So we're back. Tobin is not. One of the interesting things about that being at home is everything's so close. And so we always ask, you know, how many minutes do we have? But like, I've boiled eggs and I've gone and gotten juice and whatever. And I've gotten back just in time. And everybody said to me, Leroy, where are you? You know, so it happens. Also, I am one button away, and this is not even a joke because my son helps me set this up. I am one button away from just being off the air. That also has happened because when you hit that button at 6 a.m, that there's, I feel like, who's the Groot? When they tell him in the second Guardians of the Galaxy, don't push the right button.
Baby Groot.
Yeah. I have buttons that have notes that say, do not hit this button, or plug in your mic first, or do this first. And if I don't do that, I remember, what day was it? Thursday or Friday we started, and no Leroy, because I didn't do it in the right way, and even Eddie, the first thing they have on the first note that you have is plug everything in first before you go through the process of connecting.
Right. I'm trying to make sure everything's the same too, because the problem with my house right now is my kids see microphone, and I'm trying to keep everything under control, but like. Let me tell you something. They see the whole setup because I got my little mini board here with the mics, and then my daughter knows that I have an extra mic, and she goes, "Daddy, let's do a radio show right now." And so like she wants to get her hot takes in because she's got a lot of Panthers takes that a lot of people aren't getting to. So you know we're doing radio shows about the Panthers within our living room, but. You know, when I have to set up another microphone and I got to put all the levels that, you know, change them up a little bit. The levels that we're doing a radio show here are different than the ones that we're doing there. So I'm trying to make sure everything's the same as well. Because, you know, what am I supposed to do? We're stuck in a house. And if she wants to debate what animal would make a better goalie, a walrus or a polar bear, we got to do it.
All right.
Obviously, I went walrus. I mean, you know, walrus would make a much better goalie than a polar bear. I mean, that's just very clear.
Well, at that point, it's just who's the biggest.
Well, that's what I would say, because the walrus has the ability to slide on it without any skates. It doesn't need that.
Hold on. You realized that you picked the animal with no hands.
It's got flippers. It's basically got made for goalie sticks.
No, he has combo limbs.
Let me see. What does a walrus's limbs look like? Walrus. See what this thing's got going on.
Because he can't stand up without.
Yeah, but doesn't he stand up on his fat?
No, those flippers are never free. He walks on them. What is wrong with you?
No, he could slide. Like, I picture we put him at a sideways angle, and he's good. I mean, it's going to hurt. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, it's going to be hard sledding for that walrus. But, you know, you put a polar bear on there, you know, now you got to teach a polar bear how to skate. That's tough.
Really?
Unless you were to just put the polar bear straight up out there as well. Do you think that the polar bear has skate traction on his little pawsy paws?
Doesn't he live in snow and ice?
The polar. Well, yeah, but okay. I think I'm not worried about snow. I'm worried about ice. Like, how does it walk on the ice? Because how does it work in Antarctica? Like, does
they
it,
live
the,
in the cold? They manage there, pretty good.
There, yeah, but they don't have to do an athletic competition.
Neither does a walrus.
Nah, walruses. Everybody knows a walrus has to joust, you know, to get top walrus territory.
You've been to SeaWorld too much.
Nah, the walrus at SeaWorld is so depressing. You can't even imagine. They don't even have tusks. What kind of a walrus doesn't have tusks?
A walrus that's in SeaWorld. At SeaWorld.
Fake walrus, that's what I'm telling you.
Right.
You know? True walrus has tusks. And that's what I came here to see, SeaWorld. Get it right. Yeah, you know, I tell you what that walrus does have though. Big walrus deal.
Oh my goodness.
Yep. He's packing heat. Which is ironic for being a snow animal.
By the way, Kalinda went to George Washington.
Oh, my bad.
Not Arizona State.
Texter writes in, walrus has no five hole. Fair point. Now, you know, some may say this eradicates my talk of you know, Quinville, because, you know, Quinville, that's his argument. He just likes a goalie with size, which is probably why there seems to be some kind of rift between him and Bobrovsky. And so, you know, he likes the 6'5 goalie rather than the 6'1 goalie. And so, you know,
the 6'1 175-pound goalie that could do the splits.
Yeah. The gymnast. You know, he likes himself a broad goalie. He likes himself a human, like Driedger more is the walrus, and I would say Bobrovsky's like the polar bear.
No, he's not.
What are you talking about?
A polar bear is bigger than a walrus.
Oh, no. You're way off on this.
What?
The average walrus, okay, first of all, I'm looking at it right now. The average mass of a walrus, 12 feet, 2,200 pounds. So right. 2,200 pounds. Well, look at a polar bear right now. You're going to be embarrassed. Let's see. Polar bear. Average polar bear is almost 8 feet. If we're talking, apparently the females, big mamas are the bigger ones. 8 feet for a polar bear, and 990 pounds. So like half the size, bro.
You're missing one key factor. Hands.
No. I understand what you mean, but the walrus is going to be all right. Like it's made for sliding around on the ice.
Okay.
It's made for sliding around on the ice. All
right.
Now, what do you think would be a bit with this? This is our second debate between me and my daughter. What would be a better basketball player, kangaroo or gorilla?
Ooh.
Because I originally went gorilla, but I thought she made a good point where, you know, if you got a mama kangaroo out there, that's basically like two basketball players, and you could have the baby kangaroo with the handles throwing up to the mama kangaroo a la Dwayne Wade, LeBron James.
No, you can't use you can't use your baby kangaroo. It's mano y mano.
Okay, so no, so you're not allowed to. So the baby's got to stay on the bench.
Yes.
Because it's pretty obvious that the kangaroo would have better hops, but correct. I'm worried about the handles.
Well, because their hands are too short. How they gonna dribble?
Yeah, I can't just have an animal embodiment of Derrick Jones Jr. It doesn't make sense.
I mean, look, it's hard to criticize somebody for having short arms and not being able to dribble when, well, they're animals, and neither is the other one gonna. The other one's not gonna have Kyrie Irving handles either.
Do you think
so
it's better off?
Really talking?
Well, what if we went something a little bit smaller? Like, what if we went like a wallaby, which is like a smaller kangaroo, but it's a little bit more proportional, So maybe that way it's more like almost like the Isaiah Thomas of the animal kingdom out there. It's got a little bit of hops, but it's a little bit more compact, so can keep the shiftiness out there. It might be tough.
I'm always going to go with the more athletic animal.
Is a gorilla more athletic, or is a gorilla just stronger?
Stronger. I mean, he would dunk one time and then not want to get off the rim. Technical foul.
True. Yeah, delay of game penalty on the gorilla.
Delay of game penalty.
You ever wonder how a gorilla gets so big but doesn't eat any meat? It's up on that bamboo diet.
They're just big by nature.
I understand, but how does it keep that mass on? Like, you would think that after all those salads, like, it would lean out a little bit.
I don't know, but I've seen some pretty mean. Remember the lady who had pet gorillas and it ripped her face off?
That was a chimpanzee.
Chimpanzee.
Yeah, that was a chimpanzee, and yeah, right. You should know chimpanzees. That's bad news.
Right. I mean, which is crazy, because they don't eat meat. They're probably mad because they don't have meat. Give them a steak.
I don't know, man. What if it gets that taste for blood? Or you can give it that Walmart meat like Joe Exotic does to the Tiger King.
I mean, I can't believe the group of them as a whole, how they cut corners.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Resourceful. And
she's the worst. 75 employees, nobody gets paid.
Yep. But you get a colored shirt. Congratulations, you're a purple shirt now. What is this? What is this, Tiger Volunteer Dojo? Get the hell out of here, Carol.
That's bad. So bad.
Wouldn't you, you know, if you wanted to move up in the shirt program, just be like, I got evidence where you kept your husband. And then she'd be like, what? And move you up the system right away. Or she'd feed you to the tigers, one way or the other.
I mean, is she so weird, right? Because even that guy's weird.
I don't even like the way she, well, the guy's clearly weird. You know, he's letting her put her on a, he's letting her put him on a collar. But even the way she, like, even intros her videos, you can tell she's a wacky. She's like, hey, all you cats and kittens. It's right. Like, what? Oh, no. I can't trust this lady. No. I'm out on her. We come back. Dolphins got some strong grades out there, Leroy, for their quarterbacks. We'll get to that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.